Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Amen. Welcome, welcome to Living Life Through the Word of God podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Dr. Darlene Smith. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Invite someone in because it could be something said that would encourage someone's heart in the Lord. Amen, amen. We come on every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listen, if you want to connect to any of my social sites, it's just one click. Even to my website. All you have to do is type in linkfly.to/Dr. Darlene Smith. Pastor Dr. Darlene Smith. It's right there. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And thank you for joining. Amen. I am out here at the park. And it's like 40 degrees. Last night, it was snowing and I was out there in it. This morning, I got up and I did my walk. You all know me. Did my walk. Then I went and walked the dogs, and I just been enjoying outside. About like 2 weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago, it was so nice. I was riding my bike, I was barbecuing in the park and things like that, and it seemed like we're going back into fall and winter. It was almost like a tease, you know. I was so excited. I even made a little video. We in spring now, amen. And now I feel like we in winter now. But anyway, I still want to enjoy the day that God has given, amen. Even though it's cold out here. Let me see. Can I turn this? Let's see. Oh, I can't. Let me see. I'm out here. Amen. And looking at the ducks. I don't know. Can you see them? Looking at the ducks and enjoying God's, just enjoying God's creation and enjoying the day. Even though it's cold. Amen. The Bible lets us know in his word in Psalms 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Out here in the cold, in it, I'm going to rejoice. Amen. And so I give God the praise. Amen. Even though the calendar says spring and it says it's the season for spring. Even though it doesn't feel like it, amen, I'm still going to enjoy God's day, amen. Whatever season I'm in, I'm going to give God the glory. Paul said, whatever state you in, be content. I'm content. I'm all right with it. All right. I do have a word from the Lord that laid on my heart, amen, as I was out walking today. Amen. But before we get started, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Come on, let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy towards us. Lord God, have your way in our lives. We thank you for this day. For this is a day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we understand by your words, the worlds were created. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. For your handwork, Lord God, your mighty work, Lord God, even in our lives. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to grace us with the word. Strengthen us, Lord God, as we go on this journey. Lord God, I'm asking you to bless everyone that's coming on this podcast. Lord God, I don't know what they're going to do, but you know everything. You are omnipotent. You are all-knowing. Lord God, meet them right where they need. You are a need meter. You say you supply our every need. You told us in the word, Lord God, just to call on you. And you will answer us and show us great and mighty deeds which we know not of. We call it on you. We're seeking you. We're not seeking man. We're not seeking no other God. We're seeking our Father. You know how to take care of the children. Lord God, we thank you for being our shepherd, the bishop of our soul. Amen. We give you the honor. Have your way in our lives. Get the glory out of our lives. You said in your word, Lord God, in Jeremiah 29:11, you know the thoughts that you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. Hallelujah. We honor you on today, and we give you the glory. Have your way in this podcast. Allow something to be said that would encourage someone's heart in the Lord. And the people of God says, amen, amen, amen. Oh, look at there. It's a black, it's a really black squirrel. Baby, though, he's a baby. Hallelujah. All right, then, I do have the word from the Lord. We're coming from a very familiar scripture, Jeremiah 18. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I think I'm going to have to turn to Jeremiah 18. Genesis 18. Hallelujah. Genesis 18 and verse number 14. Very familiar scripture. Genesis 18, verse 14. This question was asked in Jeremiah. It wasn't Jeremiah 18, but it's in Jeremiah. The same question was asked in Jeremiah. But anyway, I'm just enjoying God's. Okay, it reads like this. Is anything too hard for the Lord? The question is asked, and it's not a rhetorical question on today. I'm asking you. The word is asking you. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Anything? My answer is no, there's not. No, there's not. There's nothing too hard for him. He created everything. He's in charge of everything. He's sovereign. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. Hallelujah. God's still on the throne. I'm going to answer the question, no. No, there's not. There's not anything too hard from God. I go ahead and give myself an A on this test. Hallelujah. I give myself an A on this test because I have a testimony. I'm a witness. I've been through what people would count you out. Hallelujah. But God. Hallelujah, but God. Well, in this text, it was asked, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Let me go ahead and read the rest of it. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life. And Sarah shall have a son. Shall, not maybe, shall have a son. And the Bible lets us know in Genesis, then Sarah laughed. Yeah, right. She laughed. She tried to deny it. No, I didn't laugh, but God knows all things. Hallelujah. Just like he knew at the point in time, the same time that I'm saying this, this time next year, you're going to have a child. Hey, glory. She laughed within herself. God caught it. God knows all things. God's in control of all things. Sarah laughed because she couldn't believe it. She knows what's going on with her body, and she knows that her womb is dead. You know, they've been trying. They're at their old age. Both of them are at their old age. How can this be? But there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. When I was young, and somebody, you know, tried to tell me something, and I didn't believe it, I turned up my lip like this. And I go like this. Sure. Hallelujah. That's how I believe Sarah was doing in her spirit. Yeah, right. Sure. But God is able. He's almighty. He's omnipotent. That means he's all powerful. He can turn some things around. Hey, glory. He can turn some things around. It looked hopeless, but the Bible said, hope thou in the Lord. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and who hope the Lord is. Put your hope and your trust in the Lord. Don't try to figure it out. If God had made you a promise, stand on it. I don't care how bad, how big the problem is or how bad the situation is. God can turn it around. He can turn it around. Hallelujah. Dead. Her wound is dead. Way past menopause. Wound dead. Have you ever been in a dead situation where it looked like it was hopeless? Hallelujah. Dead. As Mary and Martha. Lazarus was in that grave for 4 days. And Martha had to say, by now he stinks. In other words, ain't no hope. The life is gone. But the Lord, he can speak a word. Hallelujah. He can call you by your name. And allow us to come up and out of a situation. Lazarus came up out of that grave. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. And if you read the next chapter, hallelujah. Let me turn to it. Hey, glory. There's nothing too hard for God. In the next chapter of John 12, St. John chapter 12, they wanted to kill Lazarus. Why? Because he was a living testimony that the Lord can bring you up out of a dead situation. The enemy wants you to just give up hope. But hope thou in the Lord. Don't care how bad the situation is. Don't turn up your lip. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Just keep on believing. Mother would call out her favorite scripture. Proverbs 3:5-6. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He'll put you in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. So you can be blessed. Hallelujah. Bible says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life. And Sarah shall have a son. Shall, that's a promise. God has made you a promise. And all the promises of God is yes and amen. Hallelujah. There was a similar situation in the New Testament with Zachariah and Elizabeth. Elizabeth is old, so is Zachariah. And in Luke chapter 1 and verse 37. It was similar to that. With God, nothing shall be impossible. With him, with man, you counted a rap. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. I don't know what you might be going through. It might look bad. But the Bible says, walk by faith and not by sight. Stop looking at it. That's why I be saying this. Stop looking at it. Stop looking at it with the carnal eye. And look at it through God's perspective. I got an A on my test. You ask me a question, the answer is no. There's nothing too hard for God. God can bring things around. Do you believe that on today? Hallelujah. Yeah, glory. Hey, my God. It's a beautiful day. Cloudy, freezing, but it's a beautiful day. God is good. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Father God in heaven, I thank you. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that I can put it in your hands. You said cast, give it to you. Cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. I thank you, Lord God, that I know once it's in your hands, hallelujah, we have favor. Hallelujah. We're not going to handle things with the arm of flesh. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight. Believing in your word, you shall, hallelujah, turn it around. Hallelujah. All your promises is yes and amen. Standing on your word, Lord God. You said in your word, everything shall fade away. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth shall fade away. Hallelujah. But your word will last forever. Hallelujah. Your word would always stand. We're standing on your word. Hallelujah. As long as Peter stepped out on your word and you said, come. He stepped out on your word. Hallelujah. Trusting in you, he was walking where things seemed to be impossible. Lord God, let us keep our eyes on you. Hallelujah. Knowing that you can turn something around, it doesn't matter. We hit a brick wall. Hallelujah. You can bring it down. Hallelujah. Like you did with Jericho. Hallelujah. We're following your word. We're standing on your word. We're not going to look to the left or to the right. We're going to look to the hills from whence comes our help. Lord God, bless everyone that has, even the ones that are doing a replay on this, Lord God. Hey, meet them almost shot. Meet them right where they need you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for victory. Hallelujah. You always causes us to triumph. We come out victorious every time. Oh, my God. Romans 8:28 says, and we know. Oh, we got knowledge and we can't undo what we know. And we know all things work together for them that love the Lord and for them that are the call according to his purpose. We thank you, Lord God, according to your purpose. We thank you, Lord God, for all that has joined. Bless them and keep them. Strengthen them. Hold them up on every side is my prayer. And the people of God says, amen, amen, amen. God bless you once again. Hallelujah. Enjoy your day. Amen. Enjoy your day. Hallelujah. put a coat on, wrap up, bundle up. Hallelujah. Enjoy your day. And if you can't get out, hallelujah, open up the curtains. Hallelujah. Cut on some bright lights. Amen. Enjoy God's day. Amen. Hallelujah. Put on your favorite song, your gospel song. Hallelujah. And enjoy what God has given. Amen. Enjoy family and friends. Call somebody up. Tell them that God is good. Amen. And let them know that there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for joining Living Life Through the Word of God podcast. I pray that something has been said that has encouraged your heart. Have a blessed and wonderful day and a prosperous week in the Lord. Now, in my closing, you already know, hey, Ephesians 3 and 20. Now unto him that is able. Yes, he is. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And you work that power of faith and watch God work a miracle in your life. Have a blessed day. Thank you for joining. You be blessed. In Jesus' name.